This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. Hope it's going to be a great day for you. In the Peanuts cartoon, Peppermint Patty was talking to Charlie Brown. She said, "Guess what, Charlie? On my first day at school, I got sent to the principal's office. And it's your fault, you know." "My fault?" asked Charlie. "How could it be my fault? Why do you say that everything is my fault?" And Peppermint Patty said, "Well, look, you're my friend, aren't you, Charlie? You should have been a better influence on me." Now, Peppermint Patty was trying to pass the buck that day, but there was a sense that she was right. Each of us do have an influence on other people, and that can be for better or worse. Now, many people ask this question, what can I do to make this world a better place? And I think that we have to do something, or we think we have to do something really big and impressive to make the world a better place. But of course, that's not really the case at all. Now, think with me for a moment of Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa of Calcutta, she had a different view. In her life, she used to say, "I help one person at a time. I see Christ," she said, "in the beggar and the poor dying child or the person in the streets of Calcutta." And when a reporter asked her who the individuals are that could make the better place or what they could do, she said, "Go home and love your family." It was a very simple answer, but true. If you can influence those closest to you in your home, then you are doing something very positive and helpful. As Christians, and if you are a Christian, you would see that people are watching you all the time. What are they watching you for? They're watching you to see if you really do act the way you say. It's like the little boy who one day was watching a clergyman making a wooden trellis. He was making this trellis to support a vine in the yard of the church. And after he'd finished nailing this thing up, he asked the boy what he wanted. "Oh," he said, "I'm just standing here waiting to hear what a preacher says when he hits his thumb with a hammer." Now, I wonder what Jesus meant when he said, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? It's good for nothing anymore, except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are also the light of the world. A city on a hill," he said, "cannot be hidden. And nor do men light a lamp and put it under the peck measure, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." That's from Matthew chapter 5, 13-16. So the question for us today is, does your life make a difference? And what sort of a difference do you make? And Jesus made it clear that we are to make a difference. Just as salt makes a difference, the ancient societies understood the value of salt probably better than we do today. We don't think much about it. But the Roman soldiers, many of them in the time of Jesus and before, received their pay in salt. So it was very valuable. So when Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth," people really did understand what he was talking about. It was something very valuable. So I think he meant that Christians, like salt, are to be a preserving influence in society. So the issue here is the saltiness of the salt. If the salt loses its saltiness, well, it's useless. It may as well be thrown out. And so I think what it's saying is that the presence of the Christian in the world makes all the difference. What sort of a world would it be if all the Christians were not there? And so Jesus also said that you are the light of the world. Now, salt is hidden, but it's a very powerful influence. But light is something different, isn't it? It's visible. And we as Christians are called to make a visible impact on the world around us. Now, faith in God should be open, should be seen by others, not hidden away. And the light that we have should shine, not to boast how good we are, but to bring glory to God, our Heavenly Father. Well, Lord, today, as we live, help us to be busy about the tasks that we have, but keep us mindful, Lord, that we are to be salt and light. Each moment, Lord, that we have today is very precious, and you came to teach us about a heavenly kingdom, and we know, Lord, that we want your glory to shine, to bring peace and joy to other people. Help us then to be good ambassadors and to have a good influence on others, I pray, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.